afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show here in downtown Marion, Ohio. Glad you're tuned into the broadcast today. I hope today finds you all well. Hope you're doing all right, feeling okay out there today. I'm doing pretty well today, and had a nice weekend. The wife and I took some time and decorated the outside of our house for Christmas. It was such a nice weekend. We decided to put the Christmas decorations up, and we even decided to light them up. So we are at least one of two houses that has a my neighbor across the street has their Christmas decorations lit up. So on West Main Street, yeah, we got our Christmas lights up. So we're lighting up the neighborhood for Christmas. I know it might be a little bit early, but that's what we did over the weekend. Actually, we sometimes put the Christmas decorations up before Halloween even. So, we are actually right on schedule with what we normally do. So, yes, indeed, we got ourselves all decorated and ready to go for the Christmas season, and did it when the weather is not real, real cold out. Did it on a nice day. And then I wanted to get some good lunch meat. And so we took a trip over to Johnstown, Ohio. There's a Troyer's Market over there. If you're familiar with Amish country over in Holmes County, you know that over there there's a Troyer's Country Market that is really good, has really good food and really good produce and things like that. Well, there happens to be a really, really good Troyer's Market in Johnstown, Ohio as well. So we took a trip over there and got some ham salad and some meat and some cookies. I know, not very good for the sugar, but I had to sample a couple of them anyhow. Monster cookies with the chocolate chips and M&Ms inside. My wife's one of my wife's favorite kinds of cookies. So we had to go over there and get some cookies. And so we stocked up on a few things, and so that's what we did over the weekend. Just had a nice, relaxing weekend, and hope you did too. Well, today is Veterans Day, and I want to say a happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. Here's some facts about Veterans Day. The World War I armistice was signed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Also, there are around 17.4 million veterans in the United States, according to CNN. There are around 8.2 million veterans over the age of 65. That's according to the Social Security website. Also, around 2 million veterans are women. And General George Patton, the famous World War II general, was born on November the 11th. So there you go, some Veterans Day facts. My grandfather was in World War II, and he was just one good fellow. And he would tell his war stories. And I remember one time him just telling one thing after the other. And he would get tears in his eyes, you know, just telling about that, remembering different things about the war. And he was just a wonderful, wonderful fellow. And like I said, he was a World War II medic. I believe he was a medic is what he was. And my Grandpa Penn, yes, indeed. He, and like I said, he lived to be 96 years old. And he was just one good, good fellow. So happy Veterans Day. From the bottom of my heart to all of you veterans out there, I hope you enjoy your day. You know, every now and again, there's some restaurants out there that offer discounts. I'm not sure what all restaurants they are, but I do know that that if you say you're a veteran, sometimes they'll give you a percentage off for the restaurants out there. So you might give that a try. Want to say thanks to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. And I ran into a little bit of trouble with my vehicle, too. I don't remember if I told you about this last week. I don't remember if it happened last week. But had my wife was stranded. I think I did tell you about this last week. Yeah, she was stranded and had to go pick her up, and it ended up being the battery. Well, we had an additional trouble with it, and we're still having a little bit of trouble with it. So might have to get that back into the guys at Waldo Tire and Automotive for them to fix me up. Maybe some sort of a fuel problem or something or other, giving me some grief. I'll tell you, that GMC Terrain, it's giving me some grief. But anyhow, we're not going to give you any grief this afternoon. We're going to give you some fun because we've got some trivia questions to give to you. And my telephone number is 740-383-9944. We're giving away a $5 Arby's gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I will then put your name in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, I will draw a winner, okay, for an Arby's gift card. So if you'd like to go to Arby's and get those delicious roast beef sandwiches, or they have a lot more on the menu than just roast beef sandwiches. They've got some good gyros or gyros, however it is you want to pronounce it. And they have some delicious cheese sticks and curly fries, and you name it, they've got it. So if Arby's sounds good to you, why, give me a call and answer one of these trivia questions. We'll get you hooked up for a chance to win. Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing what type of clothing? Abraham Lincoln was known for wearing what type of clothing? Known for his sweet tooth, Ronald Reagan kept a large jar of what kind of candy in the Oval Office? Known for his sweet tooth, Ronald Reagan kept a large jar of what kind of candy in the Oval Office? What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? What was the Titanic's final destination supposed to have been? As the ship's lookout, Frederick Fleet's job was to stand in the highest point on the ship, called the what, to scan the ocean for icebergs. He spotted one on April 14th at 11:40 p.m. What was he supposed to stand up at the top? What was that called? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan kept jelly beans on his desk.
Yeah, jelly beans. That's right. Do you like jelly beans?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. They have all kinds of flavors now, don't they?
And they got all, yes, they sure do. They have all kinds of flavors, more than when we were growing up.
Yeah, they used to pretty much just have one kind, but boy, take your pick, sweet tart jelly beans, and boy, you name it, they've got it.
Yeah, they sure do.
All right, Miss Becky. Well, it's good to hear from you today. I appreciate you giving me a call today.
You're welcome. You have a good day now.
Hey, you too. All right.
Bye.
Bye. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to get in here, sign up for a chance to win an Arby's gift card. Here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, hey.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm here, that's about it.
All right, sir.
The Titanic, it was, destination was New York.
Yeah, New York, that's right. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Well, what you cooking today, Bob?
Chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Wow, that sounds good.
Chicken breast.
Chicken breast. Boneless or does it have bone? No, probably boneless, yeah. Right?
Right.
Oh, all that boneless. Sounds good.
You're going to make that in the oven.
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah, oh, boy.
Make my potatoes and gravy and whatever vegetables.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good meal to me, and I'm a huge mashed potato fan.
Yeah, well, Scott don't like gravy, but we love it around here. We make it different ways.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, we use hamburger, we use sausage, bacon, we make it plain. Now, yeah, I usually kick out when Scott gets all hollered about the gravy.
Right.
Yeah. But talk to you
later. All right, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
Yep, nice,
glad to hear it.
Nice weather out there, you know.
Yes, so, it is. It's yeah. been not too bad. We've had some nice days here, and
Nothing too bad today. A sort of normal fall today.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't too bad out there raking some leaves up, and over the weekend it was almost too hot to rake leaves.
Yeah, we raked leaves on Saturday and kind of broke a sweat.
Yeah, right. I don't like to do that.
Right.
Not one of my favorite things to do.
They came today with their big machine and sucked them all up.
Huh?
Yeah, sucked them all up.
That was good timing. Well, I think you knew that they was going to be coming around, didn't you?
Yep. I knew they were coming, so we wanted to get them out there. And I think most of mine have fallen off the tree, so we were pretty much done.
That's good. Yeah. The one bad thing in Marion, you never know when it's going to come around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I actually been bagging most of mine up and just setting them out on Friday, and the city will pick them up, you know, in the bags. But it's not laying on my tree lawn for a couple of weeks, or, you know, I don't like that.
Right.
So. Well, I think the highest point there is the crow's nest, I believe.
Yeah,
looking for the iceberg.
Yeah, that's it.
He just needed some better binoculars or something.
I guess he did. He sure did.
Yeah, that was a real tragedy in something where they said it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
You know, that was the worst part of it. You know, this, and I think that was part of the problem too, was that they was just too assured of themselves that we don't really have to worry too much about it. Because they can't sink us, you know.
Yeah, they were pretty confident. The unsinkable ship there.
So.
Yep. That's what happens when you get too sure of yourself,
<That's right>.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Never want to do that. get too sure of yourself.
Yeah, speaking of Amish, you got to watch for now in Amish country, I know, over, you know, in Kent and Hardin County over there. They got the COVID in the Amish.
Oh, it's spreading through there. I know over in Holmes County, none of the Amish over in Holmes County wear masks.
Yeah, they don't over in Hardin County either.
So I don't know if it's against their beliefs or what.
I don't know, but they, you know, and they go to all the you know, when they have church, everybody crowds into somebody's house, you know, to have church.
Yeah.
And,
To be honest with you, I've been afraid. I haven't been to church since April, because I'm just kind of afraid of being in a big crowd.
I'm afraid of it. You know, people need to put their life on hold, is my opinion. You know, that the vaccine's coming, you know.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time till they get that vaccine here, and then. Of course, the governor's speaking tonight at 5:30.
Oh, that's right. I'm trying to figure out.
It'd be interesting to see what he has to say.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it seems like it's spreading with you know, because of families and family get-togethers and that.
Exactly.
So I really don't know what to do.
Yeah,
you
can't,
do about that.
You can't
you
mandate
know?
Families to do anything. You
right.
Know,
so,
yeah.
You know, it kind of. Puts in a tough spot, you know.
The governor in a tough place. Yeah.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say here at 5:30. But, watching the cases go up, it's kind of worrisome,
isn't it?
It
is. Mm-hmm. Going up fast.
Yeah, it did.
You know, just like Hardin County yesterday, they had 60 cases and 4 deaths over in Hardin County.
Yeah, that's something.
That's
else.
A lot for, you know, a not too populated county.
Sure is. Yeah, so. Yep, I wear my mask everywhere I go.
I do too. Yep, I don't care what anybody else says. I think it protects me too.
Yeah, it protects me.
And the CDC is just coming out today saying that, okay, it protects the person, the wearer also. You know, before they wouldn't say that. But they're saying that now.
Yep. I've got a bunch of masks, and you know, I just have fun with the different kinds that
right,
I have,
that's right.
You know, and
enjoy it.
It just,
you know?
Just have a good time with them. The one I've got today has got big old smiley faces on
that's
it.
That's good. So. Alrighty. I'll talk to you later, mate.
All right, Ernie.
Thanks.
Take care.
Yep. Uh-huh. Bye
bye. Be back with more after this.
President's daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, yes, indeed. Just search in WWGH in that TuneIn app, and it'll pop right up, and you can just carry your little cell phone, smartphone right around with you, and just listen to WWGH wherever you go. All right, let's get some more trivia questions in here. 740-383-9944. That's my telephone number. Queen Anne's Revenge was the flagship of which pirate? Queen Anne's Revenge was the flagship of which pirate? Which president held office for the longest time? Which president held office for the longest time? Who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? Who has been the tallest U.S. president to date? Hi, we're on the air. Hello, we're on the air. Hi, can you hear me? Well, give me a call back. Couldn't make a connection there. Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the president's home been called? Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the president's home been called? What is the president's helicopter called? What is the president's helicopter called? Not Air Force One, the helicopter. Can you tell me that? In the 1960s. Well, we'll catch this call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Top Hat.
Top Hat. That is right. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Is this Mr. Lucas?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. What have you been up to today?
That didn't go.
Okay. All right. Well, I will put you in for a chance to win an Arby's gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. You have a good night
now. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty, Mr. Lucas, adding him to the pile right here at 740-383-9944. In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads and teased it until it was the shape of what for which the hairstyle was named. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, it was Theodore Roosevelt, the one that had the longest president.
Theodore Roosevelt. Well, I'll go ahead and give it to you. It was Roosevelt. It was Franklin that held the office for the longest time.
I got the wrong one.
But it was a Roosevelt.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. That's good. You been working hard or hardly working?
Oh, half and half.
Well, I've been hardly working, so.
Yeah.
Just depends on the day for me.
Yeah.
I worked over the weekend, so that's my claim to fame there.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All
right. Well, I will put you in for this Arby's gift card, and you have a good evening, and I appreciate the phone call.
You have a good evening, too.
All right. All
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, David Avery right there checking in with us here this afternoon. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1. Delighted that you're tuned in today. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is Lincoln still considered the tallest president?
Yeah, he still is. Yep, he sure is. He's still, according to this trivia, he's still got it.
That's the only one I can remember tall enough.
Yep, that's right. Well, Ralph, how's your day going?
Going pretty good. I heard you talk about going to Fredericktown.
Johnstown.
Or Johnstown?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Planktown. You've ever been up there?
No, I've never been there.
That's up to Shiloh, up on 13 North.
Okay.
Off of that free road up there. They got an Amish store back there. Big meat counter and everything back in there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you just go up 13 to get up there by that metal company there in Shiloh, and then turn left on free road and take it to the end, and you'll see it down there.
Oh, that sounds neat. And you said lots of good meat up there?
Yeah, they got the full deli of everything up there, the hams and everything, you know, so homemade the pies and everything.
Oh, and I love pie.
On our way back, we stopped at the side stand there, which was out of the Johnstown, Fredericktown.
Fredericktown,
out of Fredericktown,
yeah.
And we bought some stuff off the side there from them Amish there.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we've done on our weekend. But they all had kind of surprises. They all had masks on, and usually you don't see that.
No, you usually don't. No.
Yeah, so around Hepburn and them, they're down. They have signs on some of their stores where they're closed due to COVID. But over there, they all had the mask, all the cashiers and everything. It was really surprising. Mostly a lot of the, like, Amish women runs it.
Oh, okay. Okay, right. Okay.
But that's pretty nice up there, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to check that out some weekend. That sounds like it's a neat place to go.
Yeah, they actually outside of Shiloh there, but you just take 13 North up there until you come to Free Road. On your left, you'll see a big where they sell metal roofs and everything, and that's where the building's at right there. You just turn there on Free Road. That's where Free Road is, right, when you see that metal building that makes them metal roofs. And take that free road to the left all the way to the end, and I think you'll kind of enjoy the ride up in there.
Yeah, we enjoy getting out and traveling, nice country roads and looking at scenery. We like taking little day trips. That's something we enjoy doing on the weekends for sure.
Yeah, that's what we done that time when we went through Kent. We didn't realize the back roads up there until we got in there and started taking some of these off roads and. We couldn't believe it, the Amish places and stuff, you know, even going to Kenton, some of the back roads and what they sold. And we stopped at the one they call the candy store over there.
Oh, yeah.
In Kenton, and we went in there, and they had all the varieties of candy and stuff that they make and cookies and everything like that. So that's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah, we're always looking forward to something to do.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd mention that because I heard I haven't never been over to the other one, you know, but my son said they had one over there, but we just never went over there, you know.
Yeah, they have really good meat over there. If you ever find yourself Johnstown way, Troyer's Country Market over there, it's just a nice little place to go and get yourself some meat over there.
Yeah, that's one of our things we bought off that side road says on it. It says Troyer's on it, the cookies and the candies and stuff that we bought there, and the fried pies, and it all says Troyer's on them.
Okay, right, yeah. Troyer's, I guess, is a good Amish name.
Yeah, I guess so, because it's well over, plus Yoder's, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Right, Yoder's too, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I better get off of here, somebody might yell at me.
Okay, Ralph, okay, take care.
Right. Yeah, have a good one now. Bye.
All right, 4:40 is the time. We are rolling through a Wednesday afternoon together on this Veterans Day. Glad you're listening today. Hi, we're on the air.
Blackbeard.
Blackbeard, yes, that's what I'm looking for. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And is this Miss Allison?
Uh-huh.
All right, Miss Allison. And how's your day going today?
Good.
Good. What you been up to?
Nothing.
Not much? Yeah, me neither. I haven't been doing a whole lot today either, so that makes two of us. Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, and you have a good evening now.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we got a nice little number of folks that have given us a call today, and good to hear from all of our folks that call in today. I do appreciate it very, very much. Hi, we're on the air. Nobody on that one. Give me a call back. 740-383-9944. You know, I do have some offbeat news here that I could share with you. Let's see. Did I go through all the trivia? I went through two pages. Let's see. Oh, during the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? In 2009, these colorful rubber bracelets in shapes such as animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? In 2009, these colorful rubber bracelets in shapes such as animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? And what did the famous pirate Blackbeard put in his beard to scare sailors on the ships that he captured? What did the infamous pirate Blackbeard put in his beard to scare sailors on the ships that he captured? 740-383-9944. If you know the answers to any of those trivia questions, call me. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win an Arby's gift card. Okay, here's a story that's interesting. A Washington State couple's cat went on an incredible journey when he wandered into a shipping container and ended up at a Home Depot store 2,500 miles away in Alaska. Christina and Josh Clevenger said their tuxedo cat Panda wandered away from their Thurston County home, and they spent more than a week searching the neighborhood and posting alerts online in hopes of finding their wayward pet. The couple were shocked when a photo posted to a Seattle Lost Pets group on Facebook revealed Panda had turned up at a Home Depot store in Kenai. It turned out Panda had apparently hitched a ride in a mail truck or similar vehicle and ended up a transit center in Rochester, Washington, where he wandered into the shipping container bound for the Kenai store. An employee at the store took Panda to a local veterinarian where he was given a microchip and received clearance to fly home. United Angels, a Washington State nonprofit that raises money for pets with medical emergencies, helped coordinate Panda's flight home, which was provided free of charge by Grant Aviation. Panda's owner said he is settling back in at home and recovering from the approximately 10 days he spent trapped in the shipping container, so he is okay. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this, right here.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, this is Offbeat News and Trivia, as Scott just said. My name is Nate Redmond. Glad you're on board. Hey, if you get a chance, check out my website. It's out there for you to, well, check out. RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. You can pull it up on your smartphone or your laptop computer. And speaking of laptop computers, my wife's not listening right now. She's at work, although she knows what I got her. I got her a new laptop for Christmas. It came in the mail today. Wanted to make sure I ordered it earlier because laptops and tablets are flying off the shelves. Actually, I think this was a tablet with a keyboard, but it looks about the same as a little laptop. But anyways, I didn't open it, but if I remember right what I ordered, this one's a pink one. So so she should like this pink one. Okay, it is time for What's That in the Mailbox? You can email the mailbox yourself, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. You can email me a question, and we'll put it on the air, and I'll answer it. Okay? And this week's question comes from Ted. Ted wants to know, which one of Snow White's seven dwarfs describes you best? Which one of Snow White's seven dwarfs describes you best? Well, Ted, that one is very easy because it's Sneezy. Because I have allergies like crazy and I probably sneeze about every day. So Sneezy is the Snow White's dwarf that describes me best. In fact, I have a little statuette of Sneezy at home, and he's plugging his nose, getting ready to sneeze. And I also have a little stuffed Sneezy that I've had ever since I was just a kid. So Sneezy is definitely my dwarf. I just love... I watched Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs all during this pandemic sometime. And just it was so funny to watch Sneezy just blow everybody out of the water because that's about what I do when I sneeze. I've sneezed several times here during the show, too. Not this week, but previous weeks I've just hit the mute button and you all didn't know it. I don't think you've actually heard me sneeze on air. I hope not. But you might have caught me a couple times, but we got a nice little mute button so I can just sneeze and keep on going. But usually if I sneeze about all 3 or 4 times. So usually it's in threes. So there you go, Ted. That's your answer. All right. This is Offbeat News and Trivia, and we're having a good time this afternoon. We got a nice amount of phone calls in here. Going to find out who our winner is coming up in about 5 minutes. I'll hit some trivia in just a moment. First of all, I want to tell you about a Florida angler who broke a state record when he landed a non-native lionfish measuring a staggering 18.19 inches long in the Gulf of Mexico. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said Donald Batrinot was spearfishing for red snapper off the coast of Destin when he spotted the big lionfish. He says, "I saw a monster lionfish and immediately knew I wanted to measure it. I got really excited because I knew the Gulf record was around 18 inches, but I didn't know exactly, and we didn't have cell signal to check it out there." Batrinot's fish measured 18.19 inches long, beating the previous Gulf of Mexico record of 18.07 inches. Lionfish are considered an invasive species in Florida, and open season for the fish lasts all year long. So he was good to go ahead and get that fish since it was open season. So there you go, big old lionfish. 18.19 inches long. And there's some offbeat news for you right there. Let's see if we can get another call or two in here at 740-383-9944. We got page one of Trivia All Answered. Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the president's home been called? Before Theodore Roosevelt gave the White House its name in 1901, what had the president's home been called? What is the president's helicopter called? Not Air Force One. What is the president's helicopter called? In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads and teased it until it was the shape of what? In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads and teased it until it was the shape of what? During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? In 2009, these colorful rubber bracelets in shapes such as animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? 740-383-9944 if you happen to know. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, that would be the beehive.
Yes, the beehive.
I just thought I'd answer it.
All right, I appreciate it.
You take care now.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Yes, those big old hairdos. I used to follow a singer and by the name of Vestal Goodman, and back in the day, she had a big old beehive hairdo, too. Hi, we're on the air!
Hey, was that Beanie Babies they caught you back in the 90s?
Yeah, Beanie Babies, that was it!
Right, and that other guy had her answer the beehive.
Right. Yes, sir, that was it!
Beanie Babies, all right.
All right, buddy. You enjoy that good supper now. Okay, we've got 1 minute left. And we're going to find out who the winner is. I've got everybody all right here. And I'm going to mix everybody up here. Going to find out who the winner is today. Okay, 4:54 and 35 seconds on this November the 11th, Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of you wonderful veterans out there. Thank you for your service. from the bottom of our hearts here at WWGH Radio. All righty. Okay, here we go. It is now 4:55, and it's Arby's time. Time to find out who wins this big old Arby's gift card. Not big. Not too big, not too exciting. Just a little something to say. We appreciate you for playing trivia. Okay, all right. Here we go. Pulling somebody out of the stack now. And the big old winner for today is Ralph. Ralph, congratulations, my friend. You win this Arby's gift card. I will send it through the mail to you, and then you can go and enjoy yourself and get yourself a roast beef sandwich or whatever it is you'd like to have there at Arby's. So there you go. I appreciate everybody that called. Thanks to David. Thanks to Allison. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Lucas. And thank you, Ernie. Everybody that called in today, thank you very, very much. I do appreciate it so very much, and I love it when all of you call in and play trivia. It's a good time for sure. Well, you know what? Let's see if we can get some ladies' corner in here, and I've got a recipe today. Chocolate caramel cookie bars. Chocolate caramel cookie bars. Here's what you need. 35 shortbread cookies, 1 package Kraft caramel bits, 1 tablespoon milk, 3 ounces Baker's semi-sweet chocolate, 3 ounces Baker's white chocolate. Here's how to make it. Line a 13 by 9 inch pan with aluminum foil with ends of foil extending over the sides. Spray with cooking spray. Arrange cookies in single layer on bottom of prepared pan. Microwave caramel bits and milk in microwave bowl on high, 1.5 to 2 minutes, or until bits are completely melted and mixture is well blended, stirring after each minute. Pour over cookies. Spread to completely cover cookies. Microwave chocolates in microwavable bowl 2 minutes or until almost melted, stirring every 30 seconds. Stir until chocolates are completely melted. Pour over caramel layer. Spread to completely cover caramel layer. Let stand 2 hours before cutting into bars. And there you have your caramel chocolate cookie bars. And sounds like it'll be delicious tasting for sure. For sure, for sure. 4:58 is the time. We've got exactly 2 minutes left together. And I want to tell you real quick about an exotic lizard. Animal rescuers in Pennsylvania said a chameleon was rescued after being stranded on a power line for 3 days. The Peninsula Humane Society and SPCA said personnel responded to a neighborhood in Daly City where a caller reported an exotic lizard had been clinging to a power line for 3 days. The organization said officials spoke with an electrical line worker to develop a plan to rescue the chameleon. A rescuer ended up using a wooden handle tool to capture the chameleon in a net. Officials said the lizard attempted to cling to the line, was eventually pulled free and brought back to the ground. The chameleon is now in the care of the Peninsula Humane Society, which said the animal is believed to be an escaped pet or an escapee from a pet store. Since these lizards are native only to Africa, the chameleon is either someone's exotic pet or an escapee from a pet shop. To date, we haven't found a lost report that fits the little animal, spokeswoman Buffy Martin said, but we are well prepared to find a suitable home should that prove necessary. Thanks for listening to the broadcast today. We'll be here Back next week, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, with more offbeat news and trivia right here on your favorite radio station, Marianne's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. My website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. My email, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. You all have a wonderful, safe week. Talk to you next week.
You're listening to WWGA.